With information on the latest developments in assistive technology, from the studios of 2RPH in Sydney, RPH Australia brings you AbleQuest. I'm Annette Rosen, and the subject of our program today is the cochlear implant. To talk to us about this topic, Faye Yarrell, a bilateral cochlear implant recipient and a key spokesperson for Cochlear Awareness Network. She often does presentations several times a week on behalf of the network. So we're very privileged to have Faye on our program today to share her story with us. According to Wikipedia, the discovery that electrical stimulation in the auditory system can create a perception of sound occurred around 1790. So how did this evolve into the cochlear implant? Can you explain exactly what is a cochlear implant?
Sure. Now, the cochlear implant is a medical device that's implanted during a routine medical operation, and it's designed to help people hear again by electrically stimulating the nerves in the inner ear. And thanks to the wonderful technology of cochlear implants, that's today how I hear. So when somebody gets a cochlear implant, they only ever have one operation. And so that operation and that implant lasts you a lifetime. And you can upgrade the external part of the processor, the speech processor, every 5 or 6 years or so, or whenever cochlear bring out a new one. And cochlear, once you've received a cochlear implant, Cochlear, the company, will support you for life. And with the processor, there's also a little wire with a round coil, and that actually is a transmitter that's going to transmit the power and the signal through the skin to the implant inside my head. So all the power is delivered from the outside.
And I believe that a lot of the research and development has been has happened in Australia.
Professor Graham Clark invented the cochlear implant back in 1978. And since then, the cochlear implant has actually been developed and going ongoing for over 30 years. So there is probably 200,000 people around the world today now benefiting from a cochlear hearing solution.
How does it differ from a hearing aid?
Well, hearing aids simply amplify sound, so you must have some hearing in order to hear with a hearing aid. And at some point, hearing aids just aren't enough for some people. And if they suffer from a severe to a profound hearing loss, then a cochlear hearing solution may help to reconnect them to the hearing world.
Who can benefit from it?
Probably millions of people who could benefit from a cochlear implant or even a bone-anchored hearing aid, a Baha. But with the cochlear implant, people with sensory neural hearing loss and the nerves in the inner ear just don't work. They insert the cochlear implant into the cochlea in the inner ear, and that stimulation then sends a message off to the brain and mimics sound. And so what we hear is a little bit different to normal hearing. However, once you've had the cochlear implant and you actually get a little bit better at using the processor, and it actually, to me, just sounds like normal sound.
So you can be profoundly deaf and gain your hearing from a cochlear implant.
Yes. I was born with a hearing problem. In my early 20s, I had an accident and lost my hearing. And I was profoundly deaf in my right ear, and then at 46 I lost my hearing in the other ear. And so I had no hearing. Somebody said to me, you might be a candidate for a cochlear implant. I didn't really know anything about cochlear implants at that stage. And that's the biggest problem, that there is a lack of awareness out there that people, that after a hearing aid is no longer enough, then there are hearing choices. And if only I'd known what I know today, 20 years ago, I could have been helped a lot earlier.
Even with your hearing loss, you held a very responsible position in an IT company.
I never really let my hearing difficulties get in my way. And when I was growing up and I was going to school, I actually wore 2 hearing aids. And then in my early teens, I learnt to lip read through Better Hearing Australia. And that was a wonderful experience. And it allowed me to improve my communications and also develop a remarkable memory. And lip reading is now something that comes naturally to me. And I can even watch news on TV at night and turn the sound right down, and I can still lip read it, the news reader, and do a pretty good job of it.
You mentioned the cochlear implant and the Baha. What's the difference? When would you choose a cochlear implant? When would you choose a Baha?
It's a cochlear implant for people with severe to profound deafness. The Baha is a bone-anchored hearing aid. And the Baha is more for people with single-sided deafness or conductive deafness, which is quite different to the actual cochlear implant.
How does it work differently?
With the cochlear implant, we actually have a speech processor, which looks a little bit like a behind-the-ear hearing aid that's on the outside. And we actually have an operation to implant an electrode array that gets inserted down into the cochlea in the inner ear. With that operation, people fear of the idea of having an implant put inside their ear and their head. And that's the biggest obstacle for a lot of people, is getting over that fear. And honestly, that's the easy part. It's really easy. The operation takes 1 to 3 hours, and they just cut you from the top of the ear down to the bottom of the earlobe in the crevice behind the ear. And it really is. They just open you up, put the little cochlear implant in, which is magic, and then they sew you back up. And they really don't even have to shave your hair or anything these days. The next morning you come home, you look like you haven't even had an operation, really. And I was absolutely fine when I came home the next morning. So after they put the cochlear implant in, you have to wait 3 weeks before your activation. And that's when they're actually going to turn it on. So when you first come home from hospital, you still can't hear anything at all. And you're just praying that one day when they turn this thing on, that you'll be able to hear again. You wait 2 to 3 weeks after you come home from hospital. Then you go back to, I went to the Sydney Cochlear Implant Centre at Gladesville, where my audiologist put the outside part, like the hearing aid part that's behind my ear, she put that on my ear, and she connected me with a cable to a computer, and then she programs me at that stage, and I just wait for her to do what she has to do. And then finally she said, "I'm ready to switch you on. Are you ready?" And I think at that point my blood pressure went up, because I was eagerly awaiting for this special day to arrive, but I didn't know what to expect. So she said, "You're ready?" And I said, "Yes." And I hadn't heard in my right ear at all for over 20 years. So it hadn't been stimulated, it hadn't worked, it hadn't done anything. And so to be switched on, not knowing what to expect, it was quite nerve-wracking, really. So she said, "Here we go." So she just flicked the switch and turned me on, and bingo, I was on the air. My brother was the first to talk to me, and his very first words to me were, "Well, can you hear me?" And I could hear him. So it was absolutely amazing. However, when they first turn you on, the sound is really robotic and really metallic. It's really unusual when you first get switched on. And then your brain is absolutely amazing, because the brain, within half an hour of sitting there talking to the audiologist, my brain is starting to process sound again. And voices were starting to sound more normal again, as I remembered them to sound. So within 24 hours, people's voices sounded normal to me. Having said that, no two people are the same. Some people will walk out of their switch on and be able to hear reasonably well. Other people will walk out and have all sorts of buzzes and whistles and noises and things, and it will take their brain a little bit longer to actually understand sound again. So no two people are the same. But for me, my first switch on was pretty much instant success. And to be not hearing for over 20 years and then being switched on, and now today I can hear better than I've ever heard in my whole life before. And it's been an absolutely amazing journey.
So you put it on in the morning. You don't sleep with it.
That's correct. Put it on first thing in the morning, and I take it off very last thing at night before I go to bed. And that gives me an excellent night's sleep, because as soon as I take my cochlear speech processor off, I've got no hearing at all. So I can't hear anything whatsoever once I go to bed. So, like, heaven forbid, but if a bob went off, I would not know. If the smoke alarm went off, that'd be another story. However, in my house, I actually have special strobe lights installed in every bedroom, which is the smoke alarm to awake a deaf person, and it actually has a strobe light that flashes that will go through the eyelids of the person that's asleep and wake them up, the heaviest of sleepers. So I do have some little gadgets and little accessories and things around my house to make my life easier as well. But pretty much from the time, it's like a normal person. When you can't hear and when you're deaf, it's very isolating, and it's, sometimes deafness can lead to depression. It can lead to a very silent and lonely life.
Yeah,
and people, if they can be helped, people say, oh, yes, but they might be bringing out stem cell transplants in the future, or they might be doing this in the future. There's lots of things that might happen in the future, but we're living for today. We're living to enjoy our life to the maximum now. So I just think, go for it. Why not? And it's been absolutely the best thing I've done in my life.
Mm. So is there some resistance out there to getting a cochlear implant?
The biggest thing is lack of awareness. A lot of people are not aware exactly about what a cochlear implant is, or who can be helped by a cochlear implant, and also the cost of the cochlear implant as well. So a lot of people think that the cochlear implants are only for children. Well, let me assure you, there's over 200,000 adults and children around the world today now benefiting from a cochlear hearing solution. And also, people think that, I've been told I've got nerve deafness, I can't be helped. And that's often something that people say to me. Oh, I've got nerve deafness, I can't be helped. Or I've got boilermaker deafness or industrial deafness or all sorts of things that people will come up with and say, oh, I've been told there's nothing they can do for me. Or even if somebody wants to find out more, contact the Sydney Cochlear Implant Centre, and they've got offices all over Sydney and even outreach areas. They're in Darwin and they're in country areas as well. But if you contact the Sydney Cochlear Implant Centre and say, I'd like to be assessed for a cochlear implant, then they can actually determine whether or not you are a suitable candidate. And obviously every person has to be assessed professionally as to what is the best device for them. And some people do really, really well out of a hearing aid. So most people would have used a hearing aid in their life before they end up that a hearing aid is no longer enough for them. And at that point, then, if they'd like to hear and enjoy life and do everything to the max again, then just find out that there are hearing choices when a hearing aid's no longer enough.
In our next episode, Faye Yarrell continues this discussion by talking about the assessment process and her current role with the Cochlear Support Network.
You've been listening to AbleQuest, a program that looks at developments in assistive technology. And today we've been talking with Faye Yarrell about cochlear implants. I'm Annette Rosen. Thank you for listening. And please join us for our next edition of AbleQuest at the same time in 2 weeks.